This year, residents and businesses are encouraged to treat water as a precious resource and avoid using more than they typically do. The water supply outlook for the Red Deer River Basin 2024 is currently considered average, and neither interprovincial water sharing agreements nor the North Red Deer River Water Services Commission recommends implementing water restrictions at this time. This regional outlook, combined with the community's low per-person consumption rate, means residents can maintain their good water use habits without implementing restrictions currently being implemented in other parts of the province, noted a release. Council encourages residents to be mindful in their water use habits, particularly over the summer months, Mayor Grant Creasy said. Our residents' ongoing dedication to water conservation is admirable, and I'm sure that will continue going forward as Albertans face uncertain drought conditions across the province. A provincial state of emergency is still possible this spring, which may impact major water license holders in the Red Deer River Basin. The critical water shortage in southern Alberta and the need to maintain a commitment to Saskatchewan and Manitoba as per the Master Agreement on Apportionment remain the province's primary concerns. Even though the drought forecast for the Red Deer River Basin is not dire this year, the province remains concerned about the year-over-year impact of prolonged drought on the Red Deer River Basin. The North Red Deer River Water Services Commission, NRDRWSC, of which Lacombe is a member, is a significant license holder with the fourth largest total water allocation from the Red Deer River Basin. The City of Lacombe's long-term water needs are secured through the NRDRWSC's water license, which presently utilizes 22% of its total capacity. Given the province's concern about a prolonged multi-year drought, Council endorsed a plan to develop a water conservation guideline to be deployed as needed. The city's new guidelines are expected to include four stages with increasing restriction levels. Stage 1 will involve voluntary restrictions focusing on advisories, education, and information sharing. For more on water conservation in Lacombe, visit lacombe.ca/drought.